At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at avalonwaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
Welcome to the Hornets Hivecast, presented by Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. Here's your host, Sam Farber.
Welcome to another edition of the Hornets Hivecast, your Hornets podcast with all the notes, quotes, and daily buzz around your favorite NBA team. I'm Sam Farber, and it is a pleasure and a privilege to have you with us here once again on the Hornets Hivecast, brought to you by Senta, Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. It's a winning edition of the HHC. Hornets grabbing a W over the Brooklyn Nets. Final score 110-99. Strong effort all around for the Hornets as they improve to 16-48 on the season, snapping a six-game slide. We will take you through the tail of the tape from this one, break it down, select our stars of the night, and talk about some of the surrounding festivities at Spectrum Center as it was 7:04 night. A lot of things celebrating for the Queen City, including the 7:04 night artist spotlight of Kaylin Devon, who put together a mural that was featured on the concourse in Spectrum Center, and she was kind enough to join us in studio prior to the game, so we'll let you hear part of that conversation as well. Helping me out on all these topics, he's my producer on the Hornets Radio Network, as well as the producer of this fine podcast, Rob Longo, here with me once again. Rob, it's been a minute since we have had a post-game podcast. I'm trying to think of the last time. I think you got to go back. Must have been the Orlando game, I guess, a couple of nights back or a little less than a week ago. But prior to that, it had been quite some time, but no time like the present to have a winning edition of the HHC.
I'll take it. I mean, six-game losing streak in the rearview mirror. Did it in some pretty glorious fashion, for lack of a better term, as well last night. So happy to break this one down and happy to finally have a winning edition of the HHC.
A lot of things to take away from this one. I think overall the Hornets did a solid job in really all facets of the game. Brooklyn did manage to generate more possessions via turnovers, via offensive rebounds, but not so many that it overcame the Hornets' hot shooting. They did a really good job scoring in the paint in particular. Hornets plus 18 on points in the paint in a game that they won by 11. They shoot 54% from the floor, 36% from three. Not a great three-point shooting game, but a really good three-point shooting game. But ultimately, the two biggest things for me, first one's first, lesson learned for the Charlotte Hornets. This game was basically in the exact same position last night as it was the night prior against the Washington Wizards. You enter the fourth quarter, Charlotte has a lead. It's not a huge one. Certainly wouldn't have been considered insurmountable. Obviously it was, because it was surmounted and the Hornets ended up falling to the Washington Wizards. But Charlotte found themselves in a very similar position and was able to come away with the victory. And so I think the night before, it It's not so much that the Hornets did something particularly wrong. It's that Kyle Kuzma was just that good over the course of the initial stretch of the fourth quarter and able to turn what was a 10-point Hornets lead into roughly a 10-point Washington victory. The lion's share of Kuzma's points coming in the second half in that fourth quarter. He was very much explosive, and the Hornets just didn't have an answer. This time around, there were hot shooters for Brooklyn, Cam Thomas. There are very talented players, Mikal Bridges. But no one got hot in the fourth quarter, and a lot of that was the Hornets' defense turning them aside and claiming the victory.
Yeah, I just looked it up because I was curious of that. Like you talked about for Friday's game, the Hornets lost that one, of course, 112-100 in Washington. Kyle Kuzma had 14 of his 28 in the fourth quarter. Denny Avdia had 11 of his 18 in the fourth quarter. Those two guys got really, really hot in a game that the Hornets shot just 40% from the field and 21% from beyond the arc. Now, you fast forward a little bit to last night's game, 37% from beyond the arc, about 54% from the field shooting-wise for the Hornets, but Cam Thomas had an absolute great first quarter. I mean, 17 points, career high for most points in a quarter at that mark. He was 7 of 8 from the field, 3 for 4 beyond the arc in the first frame. The rest of the game, he went 5 of 16 shooting from the field, 2 for 6 from beyond the arc. They did a really good job clamping him down quarters, 2 for 4, and they made a lot of adjustments. That's something that we heard from assistant coach Rex Walters on the halftime show on our coaches conversation that we have coming out of the break on the Hornets Radio Network. That was something that he mentioned, was just trying to adjust defensively to Cam Thomas, and they did a good job of that in the second quarter. Carried it over to the second half as well, and they were able to clamp down defensively, especially as a team in the fourth quarter. And they, like you said, they didn't let anybody get hot there in that final frame, and they were able to win that quarter as well, 20-17. A little bit of an ugly quarter compared to the rest of the game, but hey, you win the quarter in the fourth frame and you already had a lead going into the final quarter, you're going to take that 11 days out of 10.
And some of that is just, you know, how the game was played. You're getting into the fourth quarter, you're doing more, you know, sets, you're trying to diminish the number of possessions in the game because you do have the lead, so you're not completely deflating the basketball, but you're not trying to push the tempo and open up another avenue for Brooklyn to come back. But just overall, I thought the Hornets played a solid team game. Second straight night, really, that they did so. They didn't shoot it as well in Washington, shot it better against Brooklyn. But overall, it was good, solid team basketball on both nights. The difference was Kyle Kuzma just caught fire and led Washington to a win the prior game. This time around, Charlotte was able to have their overall team success kind of outlast anything Brooklyn was trying to do. The other main thing that I come back to is defense, and this is something that the Hornets have excelled at really for a month now, basically since the trade deadline. Charlotte's brought in these new arrivals. Some are more available than others due to injuries, but overall it's clearly had an impact on the team. They were down at the bottom of the NBA in defensive rating prior to their arrival. Now, overall in the season, they're not that much higher out of the basement, but if you just focus it down to the last 12 to 13 games, the Hornets are a top five defense, and yet another occasion here where Charlotte holds an opponent under 100 points, or to 100 or less. And that's kind of the barometer in this day and age of the NBA of not just good defense, but exemplary defense. If you go back through the last 13 games and you're looking for occasions where the Hornets held an opponent to 101 or less, how about 102 or less? Make it a little easier on myself here. I'm counting six different games. That's roughly 50% of the time that you're holding an opponent to so low a number that either you can't help but win because it's the NBA and offense seems to flow so fluidly, or you're at the very least going to be in a competitive contest. So the Hornets defense rewarded this time around. After the game, Hornets rookie sensation Brandon Miller talked about the defensive effort of the squad.
I think our defense definitely has gotten better. I think everybody's just been in the right spots. I think that's kind of our game plan going into the game, and I think we executed tonight.
So the Hornets get the win, and look, Rob, the defense has made them far more competitive. They're still so shorthanded that I would not necessarily expect them to be winning, you know, at a 75% clip. You're down your all-star, your best player, LaMelo Ball. You're down your starting center. So those two injuries on any other team in the NBA would have a similar effect. Maybe not the exact same one, but you're probably not expecting to go on a, you know, 8-game win streak with those kinds of circumstances. But since the trade deadline, Charlotte is 6-7. Not great. It's not even 500, but it's better, especially when you consider they were 10-41 before those trade acquisitions arrived. And at least for some stretch of that prior period where they were losing four out of every five games on average, they had LaMelo Ball and had Mark Williams. Not for all of it, clearly, but for a good portion of it. These last 13 games, neither of them has played any of it, and yet the Hornets are playing close to 500 basketball, and based off defensive rating, they're playing at least top 10, most of the time, top 5 defense.
And the last couple games have gone without Cody Martin and Trey Mann and Seth Curry, who, if you heard Steve Clifford talk a couple games ago when Seth and Cody were out and kind of ruled out for the next couple of weeks, he said that those two guys are the ones that hurt the most in terms of the defense. I mean, Cody Martin's always been a defensive-minded guy. Seth Curry's a guy that can get you organized defensively as well. He's kind of that typical 3-and-D that you hear about so much in the NBA these days. And even Steve Clifford said yesterday before the game at the podium, he was talking about how one of the players came up to him and said, man, this stuff's a lot different without Seth in the lineup, and they didn't mean that in a good way. So it goes to show you how good these veterans can be and how much they help defensively, because again, we saw how much the defense can struggle prior to the trade deadline. You get some of those veterans in there. They know how to play defense. They know Cliff's style of defensive play and how important it is to be organized and get everything set defensively. Because again, sometimes your best offense is your defense. And we've seen that night in and night out here as of late too, especially with those transition buckets. Now, that didn't really play a huge factor in the game last night, even though you look at it and the Hornets had 26 fast break points compared to just 10 for Brooklyn, but that's more so, I think, maybe Brooklyn-style play. They like to slow the ball down. But the Hornets did a good job getting out in transition and running because they were able to set the defense and have those fast break transition points. And that's going to definitely play a factor, especially for a team that's built to run like Charlotte is.
Built to run, but not with all of its horses available at this stage of the game. So they've got to manufacture more opportunities, and playing strong defense gives you more options when you've got especially an offensive weapon like LaMelo unavailable, as he has been for the last 20 or so games, sadly, for the Hornets. It's been a big part of the storyline for the season, but was not a determining factor last night as the Charlotte Hornets beat the Brooklyn Nets 110-99. They take the win, they snap a six-game slide, and they take the season series over Brooklyn. We got to pick stars of the night. We will do that next. You're listening to the Hornets Hivecast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at avalonwaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
Sam Farber, Rob Longo here with you on the HHC, the Hornets Hivecast, brought to you by Senta. I got to admit, Rob, I was in a great mood after the game, and then we were getting ready to do this podcast recording, and I ended up in a very bad mood because someone alerted me to the fact that it is daylight savings, and now everyone tuned in now. Everyone tuned in now has probably figured it out that we've sprung forward. I was living in blissful ignorance before this that I was still going to have that hour of sleep. It's gone now.
That just means an extra cup of coffee today.
Nothing will brighten my day more than a Hornets victory and getting to celebrate star performances rather than silver linings, and we get to, since the Hornets beat the Brooklyn Nets last night 110-99. Really a lot of really high quality performances to pick from. 9 Hornets played in the game. 7 of them ended up a positive in the plus minus. And the two that were not a positive in the plus minus either had a double-double or set a Hornets historical mark. So both of them, the two guys who, based off the statistics, might have been the weakest. I don't know how to put it. They were not a positive in the plus minus, and everyone else was. So take that for what you will. Could end up being our picks for stars of the night. Rob Longo, you get to lead us off here. Who are you looking at?
First off, for full disclosure, because before we started recording this podcast, Sam came in and said, I have really bad news, but I'm going to save it for the podcast. So that was the reason why my response to the whole daylight savings thing was kind of, oh, that makes sense, because Sam didn't want to tell me what it was because he wanted to get a rise out of me.
I didn't want to get a rise. I just wanted to see what a natural reaction was.
And I told you to not be weird, and you were weird about it. But anyways, in terms of...
That's also a natural reaction to me, but so...
Back to things that matter on this podcast, which would be basketball and case you forgot, especially the Hornets. I'm going to go in terms of my top performer from last night's game. It's got to be the leading scorer. That's Miles Bridges.
Spins into the lane. Up with the left hand on the right side. Missed it. Rebounded by Bertans. Brandon Miller hurries up the floor to Miles Bridges, who's fouled. Lefty lane. Yes! Counted it a foul. Flex on him. Miles Bridges, the hoop and the arm. And that ought to put the game away.
It certainly did, and I thought Miles was just phenomenal last night again. Team high 24 points. He was a lot more efficient from the field. He finishes 10 of 15 from the floor, 2 for 5 beyond the arc, 2 for 5 from the free throw line. Not great, but again, it didn't really matter a whole lot in the game. Double-double with 10 rebounds. Also had 4 assists. I talked on the previous podcast with Sam Perley before this game when we were previewing it. I said I wanted to look at Miles Bridges and Grant Williams. Those were kind of my guys to look at for players to watch this evening, because I wanted to see those guys have bounce back games, and not so much from Miles Bridges, because he's played phenomenally. He's played a lot of minutes. I'm sure he's very tired and all those things play a factor, but he wasn't shooting the three ball very well going into this game or from the floor, quite frankly, either. But he did both in the game last night, 2 for 5 from beyond the arc. We'll take that. I mean, that's 40% at the end of the day. So I like what Miles did yesterday. He didn't force a ton of stuff. He did a really good job on the decision-making, whether it was trying to shoot from the perimeter, driving, attacking at the rim, dumping it off when he needed to. He did all of the right plays. I thought he played tremendous in the game last night. Brandon Miller, obviously a close second. There were other guys in there, too, that maybe I'll name if you don't get to them in terms of honorable mentions, but I will save that for you. But all in all, Miles Bridges was my best top performer last night.
Really, really strong game. He would have been number one on my list as well. I've got thoughts on him, but let's hear first from Hornets head coach Steve Clifford on the performance from Miles Bridges last night. 24 points and 10 rebounds.
The one thing about Miles is, like, again, 39 minutes tonight, second night of a back-to-back. I think he played 40 last night, and he plays every play. He takes no plays off. I mean, like, he's into it. He knows what we're doing. He's all out. You know, the durability part, the just competing part, and there's nothing really more important than that, in my opinion. Like, you want guys that compete every night, and he does it. I mean, he's played whatever games he's played. I mean, you never have to worry about his effort.
Yeah, he comes to play each and every night, and it's remarkable considering he is third in the NBA, or was going into the game last night, in minutes per game. He's out there more than any other Hornet has been all season long. 37.4 minutes per game for Miles Bridges, and in an era where players are off the floor more often than they have been in any other stretch in the NBA, Bridges, like Coach said, he answers the call every single night, playing huge minutes and having huge performances. Here's Miles Bridges on playing those heavy minutes, talking to us post-game after a win on the Hornets Radio Network.
We have a great training staff. I give all the glory to God for my health. And my coaches, they're putting me in good positions just to attack, you know, and stay healthy.
It's more than luck. I mean, obviously, bad luck can derail your chance at a healthy season, but it's more than good luck that allows you to play these kinds of minutes. Team effort, credit Miles Bridges, giving credit to his teammates, even beyond just the guys in uniform, the outstanding health and training staff that the Hornets have here in the Queen City for getting him ready each and every night. And these last two games, they really put an exclamation point behind what he's been doing consistently all season long. In a 27-hour stretch from tip-off in Washington, D.C., through the flight from our nation's capital back to home to the Queen City, then another game against a Brooklyn team that was rested and waiting for Charlotte here at Spectrum Center, he goes and plays 80 minutes, scores 56 points, pulls down 22 rebounds, has a double-double each night, now has 17 total on the season, team high for the campaign. He's been outstanding. So great pick there as our star performer of the night. I've got several honorable mentions that I'm going to throw in here, so let me know if I missed one. One of them, Grant Williams. I had him as my stat of the game for last night's contest because it was 7:04 night, so we wanted to celebrate it with a local, and I found this stat for you. I mean, Grant's the kind of guy where he doesn't have to score a ton of points or take a ton of shots to have a really big impact on the game. With him on the floor this season for whichever team he was playing for, Dallas or Charlotte, if he shot 58% or better from the floor, his team's record was 8-3. If he was a positive in the plus minus, that is, you know, his team winning the minutes that he's out there on the floor, 28 times this season that has happened. His team has only lost 6 of them, so 22-6. If both happen, positive plus minus and shoot better than 58% from the floor, 7-0. Well, not anymore. It's 8-0 now because he was 4-for-6 from the floor and was a positive plus one in the plus minus. So a tip of the cap to Grant Williams. One as well to Davis Bertans. 5 straight games in double figures. He got fouled late and went to the free throw line, knocked down a couple of free throws, but he gets north of 10, finishes with 11 points, 5 straight games of 10 or more for him. Nick Richards, 15th double-double of the season, 2nd in as many nights, 15 points, 11 boards last night. Tip of the cap to him, and one to Vasa Micic as well. Vasa, double-digit scoring for the 5th consecutive games, just like Davis Bertans, but on top of his 12 points, career highs of 5 rebounds and 10 assists in last night's win over Brooklyn. One guy's left. He's going to be my star of the night. Do you have more than one person left for honorable mention?
Nick Richards. I don't think you mentioned Nick Richards.
I said Nick.
Did you say Nick?
Yep, okay.
We named so many people. They just kind of like rolled through my brain like the Star Wars credits. But the one thing I will add with Davis Bertans, a plus 25 in the plus minus despite only scoring 11 points. And that was coming off the bench too. By far the best plus minus of anybody in the game last night. But go ahead with your top performer.
Yeah, that was big. 4 assists too, doing a little more playmaking as well, Bertans. But my top performer from last night is Brandon Miller.
Rebounded by Jalen Wilson, goes up. Brandon Miller says, not today. Emphatic rejection. Now they feed him on the wing. 4-3. Yes, sir! Brandon Miller has ascended. He is the Hornets franchise record holder for consecutive games with a made 3 as a rookie. That's 19 in a row.
Brandon Miller making some history for the Hornets, and what a perfect sequence to do it on, the rejection on one end and then draining the triple on the other. Super productive in the win, finishing with 23 points, 2nd only to Miles Bridges on the team. Really shot the ball well from inside the arc. Outside, not so much, 2-for-10, but he had to make one to set the record for most consecutive games as a rookie with a made 3 in Hornets franchise history. He gets the job done, passes LaMelo Ball, who made a 3 in 18 straight back in 2021, 19 in a row here for Brandon Miller. So he is the new Hornets record holder, and he has the potential to set the all-time NBA mark for consecutive games with a made 3 as a rookie. I'm not going to put that number out there. Just say it's a significant ways away right now, but we'll leave aside any broadcaster's jinx for the moment. I will say right now, with his 19th straight game with a made 3, he has gone into the top 25 in NBA history. He tied Colin Sexton from 2019 with Cleveland, who made a 3 in 19 straight games. So Brandon Miller, he's really been playing tremendous basketball overall. This record just kind of puts an exclamation point on it and really defines just how great he has been. Because it's one thing to be productive. It's one thing to be productive for a team that's not playing very well and dealing with a lot of injuries. But to put up historical numbers, that doesn't happen on accident. Brandon Miller got the job done last night and has been doing so for months now here for the Charlotte Hornets.
Yeah, you took the words right out of my mouth. I mean, he's just been everything that the Hornets could imagine and then some. I don't even know where to begin. He's just one of those guys that is relied upon now, and he's looked at by other players as the go-to guy. And I thought that he was very strong defensively tonight, especially. I mean, getting in passing lanes, running out in transition. You heard the block to three transition in that highlight there as well. So he just did every single thing right in that game last night, and this is something that we've just come accustomed to, honestly, here in the Queen City, and hopefully it's going to last that way for a very, very long time here as, you know, he just continues to get better and better. But he's leading all rookies in 20-point games since the month of February. He's just been on a tear. I mean, that includes Chet and Wemby, too. So I know that we talk a lot about the rookie ladder here and where he should fall in line between those kind of guys, too. But clearly, there is a top three in this rookie class. It's Victor Wembanyama, Chet Holmgren, and Brandon Miller. They all should be mentioned in the same breath here over the next couple of weeks here as we finish off the season and we get to those postseason accolades for the all-rookie teams as well. But those three need to be in a class of their own, and I think that Brandon has really solidified that here, especially over the last couple of weeks.
I'll use the word I used in the highlight. He has ascended. He has taken his game to another level, and great to see him have this kind of honor. He'll go into the Hornets record books. Who knows if someone will break that? I'm sure someone will at some point down the line. Records are made to be broken after all, but this one might stand for a really long time because Brandon Miller is that kind of a special player. Hornets get the win, 110-99 over the Brooklyn Nets. It was a special night at Spectrum Center. It was 7:04 night at Spectrum Center for Buzz City, celebrating all things Charlotte. And one of the things we had the privilege to celebrate was a local artist, Kaylin Devon. She was honored as part of our 7:04 night, celebrating and honoring artists and vendors in Charlotte. She painted a mural for the arena alongside three of our Hornets players. We'll talk about that in a little bit here with Kaylin, who was kind enough to join us in studio yesterday prior to the game. We'll let you hear that coming up next here on the Hornets Hivecast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at AvalonWaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
Now let's welcome local artist Kaylin Devon here to the Hornets Hivecast. Kaylin, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Here is a part of 7:04 Night. You're a North Carolina-born artist and a Charlotte native or a Charlotte resident now. Mm-hmm. Tell me about what nights like this mean to the local art scene and just people in Charlotte in general to have our city celebrated even more so.
It's so important. I remember the first few ones I was involved in. Last 7:04 Night, I had art showcased with other Charlotte artists, and it was just so nice to be included in, you know, the sports arena. Like, I don't think people really realize how much it means to artists to have their art out there and to be seen, and I'm really grateful that the Hornets really take the time to include the arts and part of what they do for the community.
And your mural will be featured here tonight at the arena. Tell us a little bit about it. Obviously, we're an audio medium, so it's hard to show it, but how would you describe the work you have for this festivities tonight?
Honestly, this is one of my most favorite collaborations I've ever done. They gave me full freedom to do kind of what I felt was important to show when showcasing, you know, the Black history of Charlotte. I really took the time to research the elements that I added to the mural. So I think for me, it's really personal because it kind of made me learn and want to take the time to teach myself about somewhere that I call home now. So I'm really excited for everyone to see that and even Charlotte residents to pick out things that they notice and kind of remember from the past and connect with it in that way.
Sometimes with murals, it's a very obvious thing that you're hoping people look for. Sometimes there's little hidden elements. Is there any small detail that an art expert or a Charlotte expert might find within it that they get an A+ for discovering it within the piece?
I think there are different street names that I put throughout the piece. There is a map in there. I know different areas of Charlotte, different roads, different just general things on there people will be able to recognize, as well as some of the buildings. And I think more so for me, it's a feeling, like trying to embody the feeling of Charlotte. I use a lot of bright colors and fun things. I just want to keep it fun and I keep it light. And when people connect with it in that way, I think it kind of brings in things that maybe they have found in it themselves and not necessarily a message I'm trying to push.
Kaitlin Devon, our guest today here on the Hornets Hivecast. Obviously, the doors have just opened as we're recording this now. So people in the building maybe are just starting to, you know, find it here at Spectrum Center. From what you've seen, have you like stood back a little bit and seen how people reacted to it? What are your thoughts so far on how people are taking it in?
I actually just got here, so okay. I have not seen it yet. It's lived in, you know, my working space for the last few weeks, so that's the only place I've seen it in. And apart from my few friends and the team that has been working with me on this project, I haven't seen anyone else's reaction to it. So I'm really excited to kind of see how people receive it and how it looks in this space.
Part of the team that was working on it, we're interested in because they're part of our team here. Brandon Miller, Bryce McGowan's, Nick Richards assisted you on the project. How would you rate their art skills after working with them?
That's a heavy question. I think that they're great at what they do and I'm great at what I do. And I combined what they helped me with to kind of bring in those elements that they started with into the final piece.
Very nice. That very diplomatic way to put it for them. What are some of the things that for younger people looking to get into this space as they're inspired here with their local team featuring a local artist that you hope they take away from a night like this and this kind of showcase for your work?
Yeah, I think if anything, a message I would always try to put out there is just to keep going. I've been painting for like 11 years now and I'm finally getting my art into places like this. And I think there was a time when maybe I would have given up and not have kept painting and kept doing what I'm doing. But I think my message really with my art is to just tell other artists to keep going, because you never know where you will end up and who you'll be able to work with. And it just all pays off in the end when you keep going.
Love to hear that. We would love to see more of it. Where can fans outside of Spectrum Center find more of your work here around the city?
Oh, goodness. I have a few murals around the city. I have a piece in Optimist Hall. I know that's a place a lot of people go to eat. I have a website as well. You know, social media is like the main hub for a lot of artists at this point, but everything can be linked through my personal social media. And yeah, I just do a lot of other projects with other teams, and I'm just going to pop up really anywhere at any given time, so it's always accessible.
Love it. Well, search her for sure on all of your social media. Kaitlin Devon, K-A-L-I-N-D-E-V-O-N-E. Make sure I get it spelled right there. And thanks so much for working with our players, guiding them along the way, and for creating a really beautiful work of art here for our fans to enjoy here on 704 Night.
Yeah, thank you.
Kaitlin Devon, our guest in studio. Our thanks to her for creating a beautiful work of art showcased in Spectrum Center as part of 704 Night. I definitely encourage you to check out all of her work around the Queen City. She's a really very talented artist, and our thrill to get to meet her. If you'd like to find more of her work, you can find her online at www.kaitlin, K-A-L-I-N dash Devon, DEVONE.com. You can also search her on social media, as she indicated there in the conversation. It's one of the fun parts of this job, Rob. You get to meet people beyond just basketball, but people all over our great city and state and region altogether who love the game and give back to our community routinely. It's our pleasure and privilege to highlight them, and really a lot of fun meeting Kaitlin and seeing her beautiful piece of artwork, the mural she was able to complete despite the contributions of Bryce McGowan's, Brandon Miller, and Nick Richards.
That sounds a little bit condescending if I ever heard it.
I'm being tongue-in-cheek, because Lord knows if I tried to contribute, it would be terrible. Oh, it would just not be good.
There's a reason they put us on the note station whenever we do the military care packages, because we're not going to be able to draw. We'll be able to write. So, yeah, it's always great to be able to see that crossover here, especially in a great city of Charlotte here as well. So it's a really cool crossover. I'm glad that Bryce and Brandon and those guys were able to help out with that, but really more so just excited to see the excited piece here in the Uptown Concourse here at Spectrum Center behind Section 207. If you're coming to a game or an event here at Spectrum Center, be sure to check it out.
Definitely. Next time to check out a Hornets home game is going to be on Friday. Hornets hosting the Phoenix Suns. That'll be the last time until the final homestand of the season, which is a beaut. It's an 8-gamer. I cannot wait for that homestand. It will be Wednesday, March 27th through Tuesday, April 9th. So basically 2 full weeks at home. at the Hive, and then that's it for the 23-24 season. Hornets have not been statistically eliminated from postseason contention, but a reality is starting to set in. So only a limited few opportunities still to see your Hornets. 9 home games left at Spectrum Center. Would love to see you at the Hive. Go to Hornets.com for all your ticket information. And, of course, you get the added bonus of seeing Kalen DeVaughn's work as part of your experience at Spectrum Center. Our next podcast will be tomorrow. We'll be previewing our next road game. Hornets visiting the Detroit Pistons. Charlotte tipping off a 2-game road trip. Opportunity for a win streak here. You get the W over Brooklyn. Detroit has obviously struggled this season, although not against Charlotte. And then you'll wrap up the road trip against Memphis. Hornets might be able to get a little momentum, some wind in their sails as they head down this final month run of the regular season. Rob Longo, great to have you with me as always here on the HHC.
Thanks, Sam. We'll see you in a month when we're finally back here at Spectrum Center.
It's going to feel like it. I better go pack. Thanks to all of you for tuning in as well. For everybody here, I'm Sam Farber saying it's been a pleasure and a privilege having you along. We'll talk to you next time right here on the Hornets Hivecast.
Thank you for listening to the Hornets Hivecast, brought to you by Senta, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. For more coverage, visit Hornets.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at AvalonWaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.